Hey, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page 74. We are in the middle of Sif Yud in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. This is Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So we are up to the Ikar Hadlaka Tzliya Baner Shemadlikin Al HaShulchan, the top line of the Ramah, where the Ramah writes that the Ikar Hadlaka that one does is the Neros that are lit on the table, Avalo B'Shara Neros Shebebayis, not the Neros in the bedroom and in the bathroom and in the hallway and the other places. V'tzarech L'Niach HaNeros B'Makom Shemadlikin V'lo L'Hadlik B'Makom Zal L'Niach B'Makom Acher. You're supposed to light the candles where they are supposed to stay. You're not supposed to light the candles in one place and then bring them to a different place where they belong. So you shouldn't light the candles in your bedroom and then bring them out to the table and use them at the table. Let's see, Sifkat and Mem. Hey, v'ikra adlaka, hainu, v'yivarech alein v'lo al shari neros. The only neros that you say a bracha on are the ones that are in your dining room. V'yishekra mitzvah l'chadchila, hainu neros sha'ochlin la'oran. Because the main neros that you're using, l'chadchila, are the neros that you eat by their light. Those are the ones that are the best, and therefore they're the ones that you should say a bracha on, because that's the ikar kiyum of Onek Shabbos, and therefore you want to say a bracha on the neros that are the most prominent kiyum of Onek Shabbos. And even if you only have one candle there, as we've seen many times, there's a minig to light two candles. You only need one candle. But if there are a lot of women staying in the same place and they don't each have their own table that they're going to be eating on, they're sharing a large table, so why would you have every woman say a bracha on the neros that are on the same table? No, better to have one woman say a bracha for the neros that are on the table, and another woman will light candles and say a bracha in a different place, in the hallway, in the living room, other places, if it's adding light to those rooms, because the klal is any place you are lighting in order to do, to utilize that location, to utilize the light in that location, it's still a kiyum of shalom bayis. So even though the highest form of neros and the best neros to use are the ones in the dining room, but any ner that provides shalom bayis is ro'i to say a bracha on. Haneros shebabayis sivkatan memvav haynu balabayis sheyachal adik al shulchan levarich alav. That yeah, if you're the balabayis, so then you should say the bracha on the neros that are in your dining room. Aval, but as we've seen before, ba'oreach, if you're a guest at someone's house, and you're eating at their table together with them, but you have your own bedroom where you're going to be sleeping in some privacy, even though you're not eating in that bedroom, you should really light neros in the bedroom. That is the more appropriate place for a guest to light the neros, the kanal b'sifav, as we've already seen. Sivkat and memzayin v'tzarich haynu afilu miyasta b'feirushenu mekal b'shabes hashiyah neros al mekomam. That you have to light where you are leaving the neros, where the neros are meant to be. You're not supposed to light in one place and then move the neros to a different place, even if it's al tanai. Even if it's al tanai that you're not being mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka, still you shouldn't move the neros to another place after lighting. You should light in the correct place l'chadchila. You can't light in a place where you're not going to be using the light at all, and then after lighting, bring it to a place where you will be using the light. Because we paskin that the mitzvah is fulfilled at the time of the hadlaka. So if you're lighting in a place where you're not going to use the candle at all, so then you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. Since you're lighting in a place that you do not use, that is not a place for the that you're chayiv in lighting candles, the hadlaka was not a mitzvah, even if you later move the candle to your dining room table. So what you need to do is extinguish the flame and light again. But if you lit in a place that is okay, maybe not the ideal place, but a place that's okay to use for Neros Shabbos, then you can move them and put them somewhere else, because the entire house is considered to be be the place of those neros. V'alavush machmir afazeh. But the levush is machmir even on that. If there's a need, so then we could be makel about that. Meaning to let's say light in your living room, which you're going to be using, and then to move the candles to the dining room. Because at least then, when you lit, you were lighting in a place that warranted neros Shabbos. So along these lines, if a woman lights in the sukkah and then brings the candles in on sukkahs into the house, not proper, because really you're supposed to light the candles in the place where you're going to leave them, and in that case you should light them meikar in the sukkah and leave them in the sukkah. That's where you're going to be eating anyway. So see if yud aleph now. Apple bishlos palu akal adayin, even though the tzibur has not yet daven mariv, im kadam yachav bispal shal shabbos mivod yom, if an individual davens mariv early on Friday, chalal of kabbal shabbos vaser b'siyas malacha. So he is already makabel Shabbos, and therefore that individual may not do malacha. Even if he says he's not interested in being makabel Shabbos, but he davened mariv. So if he davened mariv, so then he was makabel Shabbos. Sivkot and mem test mi bold yom. Mainu mi plaga mincha lemaylo kedolos and reish samachalos of beis ba'adah. Mi bold yom has to be after plaga mincha. There's no such thing as being makabel Shabbos before plaga mincha. So it's obviously talking about that it's after plaga mincha. Va'afilu v'chulei. Even if he made it tonight that he doesn't want to be makabel Shabbos. Even though we had said yesterday that there is a shita in Shulchan Aruch that we do rely on, that you can make a tanai on your hadlakas neiros, you cannot make a tanai on your tefillas mariv. If you're davening mariv, that is a kabbalah Shabbos. There is no getting out of that. There's no tanai that will that's ever going to change that. See if you'd beis imrov hakal kibla leim Shabbos hamiut nimshach machreim al karcham. If the majority of the tzibur was already mekabel Shabbos, so then the minority of the tzibur that was not mekabel Shabbos has to conform to the majority, and they already have to start observing Shabbos. Sivkata nunal v'mishbura imrov hakal lo hayu bebeis hakneses einim shachnach armiut. If the rov of the kahal, even if they happen to have been mekabel Shabbos, but they're not in the shul, so then the rov is not nimshach after the miut who was in shul and was mekabel Shabbos. So there's one shul in town, but only 10 people show up on a Friday night, and there are hundreds of people in their home. The hundreds of people in their home are not meshuba to the Kabbalah Shabbos of the 10 people in shul. Similarly, in our large communities where we have many, many shuls, we don't just say, oh, let's see which shul is the biggest membership, and everyone is meshuba to that. No, one does not have to conform to the other, even if one of them has the majority. But if a person makes a minyan in their house, even if it's every Friday night that they're making a minyan in their house, batel etzel harov. That is not a kvius, and therefore they are batel to the rov. That is not a significant enough kvius for them to say, we're doing our own thing, and therefore we're not shayich to what everybody else is doing. No, they are batel to the what the majority is doing. Si'if yud gimel. Adam shvali erbar of Shabbos, kvar kiblu anshei ir aleim Shabbos. Person shows up to a city on Erev Shabbos only to discover that even though the sun is still shining, they've already been mekabel Shabbos in that city. This comes up a lot of times when people go to camp for Shabbos. So the camp is mekabel Shabbos early, and someone shows up to come for Shabbos, and he realizes they were already mekabel Shabbos. Aval bishadayin ayom gadol, even though the sun is still shining. Im hayol of ma'os, or shum chayfetz manicho lipol. You got to stop being metaltal muktza. If you have money, you have something else, let it fall out of your pocket. Says Mishnah Berurah Pirush, shaholich lechedra manicho lipol shom lahatznio. Go to your room and have it fall out of your pocket so you can put it in a safe place. So we'll get to all that, the dinim of muktza, when you realize that Shabbos has begun. Now, si'if yodalid. Im biyoma mu'unan to tzibur v'chashru shechashecha v'dliku nerus v'spalu tzilus arv shel Shabbos. Let's say it was a cloudy day. So before the days of clocks, everyone would look at the sky to figure out what time it is. So it was a cloudy day. They looked at the sky. It seemed very gloomy and dark, and they assumed, oh, it must be shkia already. So they lit candles, or must be close to shkia. So they lit candles, and they daven mariv. And then the clouds dispersed, and the sun was still shining. And it turned out that it wasn't really yet the time that they're accustomed to being mekabel Shabbos. They do not need to daven mariv again. So long as when they actually davened, it was already past plaga mincha. But it wasn't the old tzibur that made this mistake. It was an individual that davened too early. Matzulis Bal Tfilas Arvis. He does have to daven Mariv again. Well, that's as far as Tfilah. So as far as Tfilah, who's the whole Tzibur that mistakenly davened early, they don't need to daven again. An individual davened early, yes, needs to daven again. But a linyan asiyas malacha, but when it comes to doing malacha, bein Tzibur, bein Yachad Mutarim, then both the Tzibur and the Yachad are allowed to continue to do malacha, the Kabbalah Shabbos Ha'isa B'Tos, or Mekabel Shabbos B'Tos. They thought that it was already time to be Mekabel Shabbos, and it wasn't. So the whole thing was accepted B'Tos, so it's not binding. However, there's a Yesh Omrim that maybe that's true if you davened early, but if you already lit candles, then you're not allowed to do malacha, but the other members of your household who did not do the actual lighting of the candles may do malacha. Let's see the Mishmur Sivkat Nun Gimel. If they daven Marav early by accident, we're not going to be Matriach the Tzibur to daven Marav again. It was a mistake, and we're not going to be Matriach the Tzibur to have Marav all over again. But all this presumes that it was at least Miplaga Mincha. If it was prior to Plaga Mincha, then that Marav was just a mistake. And it's like davening Marav at Shachris time. It doesn't work. So you're going to have to daven again. To Lav Zman Tfilas Arvis Klal, Uzman Plaga Mincha, and Lavasim Reish Lam and Gimel. When exactly is Plaga Mincha? So we already know, Magen Avraham, the Gra, exactly how to work it out. So Simon Reish Lam and Gimel goes into more detail about that. Siv Kata Nun Heit, Saruchu, Kimen Shebetos Espalel, Shesavar Shekvar Hashecha, the individual davened by accident, thinking it was already nighttime, Vuadin Bechonami Dina Hachi, or if the same thing happens on a weekday, Kimen Shu Noig Tamil Espalel, Marv Bismano Kirabanon, Vahayom Betos Espalel, since normally he's Makbit to daven only after Tzeisah Kochavim, let's say, and that night he davened way early because he thought it was after Tzeisah Kochavim, it was a mistake, so that fellow should daven again. Then Sivkata Nun Vav Shalosam Shadliku. This is the Yesh Omrim that those who lit Neros can no longer do Malacha. Afim Lo Espalu, even if they didn't have Marav, Aval Below Adaka. But if they didn't light Neros, Afshe Espalu Tfila Shabbos, even if they did daven Marav, Kivin Shabbatos Haisa, since the whole thing was a mistake, Lo Shema Kabbalah. That is not called a Kabbalah Shabbos. Vitama Yesh Omrim, and the reason for this Yesh Omrim is Disfirlu the Kabbalah Shiali De Adaka Adifa. Dispa Maisa. Meaning, why is it that if I daven Marav early by accident, so that is not going to bind me to a Kabbalah Shabbos, to an Issur Malacha. But if I light candles early by accident, it will bind me to an Issur Malacha, because lighting candles is a stronger form of Kabbalah Shabbos, since you're doing a Maisa. Now this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, but you should know, says the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of Achronim disagree, and they quote a number of Gedolei Aposkim, the Kabbalah Tzibur B'Tos HaFilu Rak Al Yedei Tfila Shema Kabbalah, that even if the Tzibur davened just Marv, they didn't do Dakas Neros. And that's called the Kabbalah Shabbos. Rak Shabbazeh, in a miyut nimshach and achar rov. You simply won't say that the miyut, that the minority of people who didn't daven with them, are nimshach after them and have to therefore accept the Nisr Malach as well. Kivin Shabbatos Haisa Kabbalah. Because the Kabbalah was Bitaus. But the people who actually davened, they have to actually start observing Nisr Malacha. Vein lahakel neged elu aposkim. We're not makel against these poskim. Even though it's against Shulchan Aruch, we're more machmir than the Shulchan Aruch. We go like these poskim. But b'shas erchak, we could be makel like the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So to review what we learned tonight, first thing we said is that you should light where you eat, unless you happen to be a guest and have a private bedroom, then you light there. But either way, you shouldn't light in the wrong place and then move the candles. The candles should be lit where they're meant to be kept. Point number two we said is once you daven on Friday night, Mariv, even if you didn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot do Malacha if you've already davened Mariv on Friday night. Point number three, if there's one big shul in town and the majority of the people daven there, then everyone is bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of that of the majority of the people in that town. And point number four, if people lit candles and davened too early by mistake because it was a cloudy day and it was after Plaga Mincha, but it was nowhere near the time to be Mekabel Shabbos, so a tzibur would not need to repeat Mariv, but a yachid would. And as far as malachas is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch Malacha's Mekel, that the Tzibur can continue to do Malacha except for the people who actually lit the candles, but the Mishabura is Machmir for those Achronim that hold that you're not even allowed to do Malacha when the Tzibur davened Mariv early. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow, regular time, regular place, we will continue. Have a good night.